Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Collect, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here, of course, to talk about cars, car repair, and first and foremost, the answer to last week's puzzle.
But first, the question.
There you go. This little beauty came to us, I don't know, email, snail mail, I forget, from someone named William Morrison from Midland, Michigan, and here it is.
Yeah, I can hardly wait. I remember when you said this last week, you mentioned his name because I thought of my classmate Bill Morrison, who has done all the artwork
but I like
for
that
website.
I like that. I can hardly wait. Such enthusiasm, such excitement.
I can hardly wait. Because
how long do you think you could hardly wait? I mean, if it were like 5 minutes, could you hardly wait 5 minutes? How about a week? Could you hardly wait a week?
I have waited a week.
Every morning on his way to work, Billy Bob Beaumont stops at the corner gas station and spends 25 cents for gas.
That puzzler! That was good.
Well, it remains to be seen. On his way home from work, he stops at the same gas station and again spends 25 cents for gas. He continues this pattern for months. The amount he spends never varies, nor does the twice-a-day schedule.
Yeah, man.
Oh, this thing is rife with hints,
it
right?
It is. I mean, always in retrospect, you say, aha!
Aha!
That's what that meant.
Finally, the attendant who has observed Billy Bob's routine says, you know, if you spent about 10 bucks on a repair, you wouldn't have to stop here so often, or maybe even at all. The question is, what simple repair does the attendant have in mind? And the excellent hint is that it has nothing to do with the fuel system.
Oh!
Now, there are lots of potential answers to this.
There are.
Well, I suppose so. I mean, you could say, well, you know, he was buying gasoline and his thing was running so badly that he had to adjust the carburetor or anything. But there was only one elegant answer.
Oh, and it is elegant.
That the gas he's buying is not gasoline, but he is buying gas, which is air for his tires, or a tire that has a leak.
And that's why it's always 25
cents. 25
cents
in the
machine.
The thing goes ding, ding, ding. He fills up his tire. Off he goes. Of course, he buys his gasoline someplace else.
Does it say ding-a-ling?
Ding-a-ling. And then, of course, the tire is flat after his day at work. He stops at the same filling station again.
Yeah.
Inserts another quarter, 25 cents worth of gas. So some may go boo, woo, hiss, hiss, etc. But
as we all did when you told us the answer.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, I have to say it's brilliant.
Well, if you think that one was bad, what did you hear this week's?
Because a puzzler, this should be a puzzler. It should be puzzling.
Indeed. All right, who's our winner this week?
Our winner is Elise DeSmet. Oh, come on. Who are all these people with names that I can't pronounce?
Here's what you do from now on. Her name is Alice Smith. Try it.
Alice DeSmith. Alice DeSmith, when she spells it A-L-L-I-S-E for Alice,
yeah,
which is, that's okay.
It's perfectly acceptable.
If that's what she wants to do? Fine. And DeSmith, she spells D-E. S-M-E-T. She's from Amherst, New Hampshire. And for having her correct answer chosen from among the thousands of correct answers that we got this week, Elise or Alice will get a $25 gift certificate to the Car Talk Shameless Commerce Division, where she can get all kinds of wonderful Car Talk stuff, T-shirts, CDs. Actually, I shouldn't use the plural. With $25, she's only going to get singular.
That's for
unless
sure.
Unless she's got about five of these.
Anyway, we'll have a brand new matchstick puzzler.
Oh, the matchstick series.
So get 16 matchsticks ready, and we'll be back with that puzzler in the third half of the show. So stay tuned. In the meantime, if you have a question about your car or anything else, give us a call.
I don't think we should take any more calls because don't forget the Portuguese Association for the Siesta.
Is it now?
We might want to just take a little break and snooze off.
I'm with you, man.
Some people might say that's what we're doing anyway.
888-227-8255, which also spells 888-BAS-VUL. Lawyer on Car Talk.
I knew that. Hello.